on 383, by the way. No, we're at the bottom of 382. Okay, we're going to start two lines in the end of 382. 381, I'm sorry. 381 at the bottom, Tzadik Zion on top. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe says like this. What's the proper way of doing tshuva to awaken this mercy from Hashem on ourselves? He says, first of all, you need to awaken mercy from Hashem. That Nebuch, the Neshama, fell such from such a lofty place, from Gan Eden, fell all the way down to a body. In the body, it's in Golos, and then it's sinning, and it does its sins and all these terrible things. So, you have to awaken, you have to awaken pity on yourself. In addition to that, he said, the appropriate time is Tikkun Chatzos. The second thing to do, in order to get the neshama functioning again, one thing is to ask Hashem for mercy. Second thing is to bust the neshama, to break it. He said, what's evil? Remember, hot air blown up, hot air balloon, you have to bust it, you take a pin, you think, and the whole thing is nothing. And he says, some normal way of doing it, and he brought down the pasuk, Zivchei Elokim, right? When you have a broken spirit, that's actually like a korban to Hashem. So nowadays we don't have korbanos, that would be fasting, but today we don't do the fasting. Okay, so he says like this. V'zeh two lines in the end of 381 at the bottom, Tzadik Zayin on top. V'zeh Sham Razal, this is what the Chazal tell us, Rishoyim B'chayeyim Kruyim Meisim, that the wicked, even when they're living, they're dead. It's interesting. Gemara says like this, Tzadikim, even when they die, are alive. And the wicked people, even when they're alive, they're dead. He says, Kleimer, what do you mean? Why are they dead? They're very strong, powerful, active people. He says, Shechayeyam nimshochim mimokim amoves va'atuma. Where do they come from? They don't live from Kedusha because they're sinning. So where do they live from? From evil, which is called the place of death and darkness and lack of Kedusha. So he says, L'shoyim b'chayeyam kruyim meisim, Shechayeyam nimshochim mimokim amoves va'atuma. And therefore, the person needs to realize this is what happens when he sins. When he sins, instead of living from Kedusha, he's actually living from evil. And he said, V'chem ashakosu, the same thing what we say in Halal and Tilim, Le'ya meisim yalalu, the dead will not praise Hashem. Right? That's what we say in Halal. Le'ya meisim yalalu ka, the dead people will not praise Hashem. He says, Eina kolayg l'rosh chasasholm, it's not in making fun of the dead. There's a din, you're not allowed to make fun, rush literally means a poor person. You're not allowed to make fun of a poor person. You know, there's an interesting din, doesn't apply to women so much. You know, you're not allowed to daven in the cemetery near graves. If a man has stitches out, when they go in the cemetery, they have to either put him into the pants or tuck him in the pocket that they're not visible. Why? There's a din in halacha called loyig l'rosh. You're making fun of the dead, as if you walk into the cemetery with tefillin and tzitzis, let's say, right? And you're basically saying, hey, you guys can't do it, but I could. So it's laughing at the dead. So he says, so the Torah was very careful about not making fun of dead people. So now the question is, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Lo yameisim, the dead people will not praise you. Why isn't that laughing at the dead, that we can praise Hashem and they can't? He says, Eina koleg l'rosh chasasholm, it's not at all making fun of the dead. What it is, it means the reshoyim. It doesn't mean dead people, physically dead people. It means lay hamesim, the wicked people that are called dead, because they exist from evil forces, shebachayeyam kruyim mesim, that even when they're alive, they're called dead, because they're not connected to Hashem, shemavavulim esim machshav ezodis, that gets confused with them, their evil thoughts, ba'edim b'rishoyim, when they're still wicked, ve'nechafetim b'tshuva, and while they're in arotsha, they don't even want to do tshuva, so those people we're calling dead. So he says like this. So therefore, what's the bittul a person needs to do to awaken tshuva? After you awaken mercy from Hashem, right? So he says step two, is to break the ego within you, the evil within you, the ego, the evil within you, right? So he says, by realizing that when you sin, You're actually sustaining yourself from total evil instead of from Kedusha. He said, how about a person that didn't do such a big sin? Only little sins. So what's with them? And he says, Af mishali oven or oven kodis. Even a guy that didn't do a sin that you would get punishment of death from heaven. Which is a wasting seed. They only did like little sins. So they're not really living completely from evil. They're not that bad. He says, Afal Pikain. The fact that these sins blemished the neshama. Dalt Rebbe mentions, he mentioned before, that, you know, when you do kares, we learned you cut the whole rope. And when you do a single sin, you cut one strand of the rope. He says, it still blemishes the neshama nefesh ulekis. Or kamashu pagimas upsikas chavolim dakim anal. Like he said before, it cuts the thin strands off the rope. He says it's even more than that. What's the problem? Through a lot of accumulative sins, you know, a lot, that I was going to give a muscle with clouds. A lot of little sins can be just as bad as a big sin. In fact, a lot of little sins can even be worse than a big sin. So he says, even if you're a person that doesn't do big sins, just little ones, you still have to do tshuva and feel bad because a lot of little sins, in women's language, you can wear a heavy coat or you can wear layers. The heavy coat is thick and big, but the layers can warm you more than the big coat. Or he gives an analogy of clouds. He says, "Afilu b'kfilas chet echad pamim rabbis made." Even if you do the same sin many times, it could still cause this blockage between you and Hashem. K'mei shehim shel anavi, like the navi likens, ha'chatoim sins la'on unto a cloud ha'mafel er Hashemish that darkens the sun. There's a revelation of Hashem, yes. And then what do sins do? Like we learned before, they block the revelation of the sun. What blocks the revelation of the, like clouds. Like it says, Machisi cha'av psha'echa, I will wipe away like a cloud your sins, which are maveiris chamuris, bein pnimis hashpats ha'shem avaya baruch hu, which block the revelation of godliness to the nefesh, kavdolos anon ava cheshech, and he likens it therefore, a sin to a marshal of a very thick cloud, hamavdul bein shemesh la'aretz la'adar melea derech mashul, which separates the light from the sun to the earth, ucha'anan chatisecha, which are avedis kalis. In other words, let me explain like this. There are thick clouds and there's thin clouds. There are bad sins and there are less bad sins. I mean, all sins are bad. You know, you say in Shemoneh Esrei, or the pasuk that Dalet Rebbe is quoting, "Machisi cha'av psha'echa," "av" is a thick cloud, "v'cha'onan" like thin clouds, "chatei tzecha," your avedus. Meaning like this: we say, "Slach lano avinu ki chatanu, mechol lano malkenu ki pashanu." Yeah, basically, both say, "Forgive us because we sinned." Right? Forgive us, mechol lano forgive us. In Hebrew, there's chet, there's Oven, and there's Pesha. These are three types of sin. They all mean sin. Okay? Chatosecha, chatos, chet, is many times an accidental sin. Chassidus explains even more. Chet doesn't even have to mean a sin. It can mean lacking. Chassidus always quotes the pasuk, V'hoya ani ubni shloma chatoim kol hayamim. David HaMelech says, me and my son Shlomo will be missing, Bathsheba said this. Kol hayamim mean, will be lacking. Chet does not only mean sin, it means lacking. Worse than that is Oven. Oven is a worse type of a sin. Means, it's not accidental, You know what you're doing, but it's not really a rebellious type of sin, a negligent type of sin. Psha'echa, okay, what do you say? Kichatanu, mecholan maki kifashanu. Pesha in Hebrew means negligence. Pshia is negligence. Pesha is the worst type of a sin. The worst. So the worst sin is likened to thick clouds. Ka'av psha'echa. Like a thick cloud. Of means a thick cloud is your pshar, the negligent sins. V'cha'anon, and like a smaller cloud, chatei secha, are your little sins. The problem is, just like by clouds, Dr. Rebbe is going to continue, a lot of little clouds can block the sun as much as one big cloud and even more. So Dr. Rebbe says, even if you're not such a very bad person, you don't do the big, you know, the top 10 sins or whatever, but the fact that you sin, and you sin many times, that itself blocks the ray of the Shekhinah, the Kedusha that you're supposed to be living from, and now you're living from evil.
Why Pshecha is the worst sin?
Pshia.
Yeah, but it's like it's not something you do purposely.
Yeah, that's Pshia. Pesha is when I know I'm sinning, I'm doing it anyway.
Negligent
is a word that you didn't do, you weren't careful.
No, you're not so careful, but...
No, that's not negligent. Negligence is mazik biyodayim. That Rebbe Shchun Aruch says, but it's a Gemara, but Pesheya arikam mazik biyodayim. If you're negligent, watching somebody's object, right? And you leave the door open. It's like you damaged it with your hands. Pesheya, in Lashon Kodesh, there's chet, avin, and pesha. Those are the three general things. So the Mefarshim say chet is shaygig, oven is mazid, but not real bad, but you know, intentional, spiteful, you know, that's psha'echa. Therefore we say, God, first lachlonu kichatana, forgive us for the easier sins and forgive us for the bigger sins. So he says, a person has to meditate and realize, yeah, maybe I don't desecrate Shabbos, I don't eat treif, I don't, you know, all that stuff. But the Altareba says you could be doing a lot of little sins that are just as bad as that one big sin. And therefore, the person needs to be broken within himself, realizing that instead of living from Kedusha that he should be living from, he's living from evil. And the sins are like clouds that block the sun. You have thick clouds and thin clouds. Like he says, Cha'anu chatisecha, him averis kalis are the lesser sins, sha'adam dosh ba'kevav, that a person steps on with his heel, hamavdilim, that also separate between the Jew and Hashem, kavdolos onan kalshukol, like the separation of a thinner cloud. Hine kameisha b'moshul, just like in the analogy of clouds. Imesim adam negin er Hashemish b'chalin, if a person will block the sunlight, with mechitas kalis v'kulushis l'rayv ma'id, he'll take a lot of thin, you know, papers covering the window. He says, "Hey, my phalus, they can darken the room. Kamei mechita achas ova, like one big thick covering, the yosin even more. Not only as much, but Al Rebbe says a lot of little sins are worse than one big sin. We learned this. It's a very interesting din in Shulchan Aruch, which is written. This concept is what's. You know, it's quantity and quality. Okay. Quality is basically one thick cloud, and quantity is a lot of little clouds. Right? A lot of little sins versus one big sin. Which one's worse? A lot of little sins or one big sin? Okay, so there's a din Shulchan Aruch when you're allowed to sin. It's obviously, then it's not called sinning. A sick person needs meat to eat. Okay, they need meat to eat. And it's Shabbos. It's a deathly ill person. They need to eat meat. And you have two options. Either shecht the behema du shechita on Shabbos, which is desecration of Shabbos, which is capital punishment. But once you shecht, the rest of the animal is kosher. Right? Or should you give him treifa meat, which every ounce is another sin.
So the first one.
But it's not eating treif is not about the desecration Shabbat. Desecration Shabbat is capital punishment. Eating treif, you get lashes. So now Shulchan Aruch says you have two options. Now obviously you want to minimize the sins. So what do? Do you give him, let's say he needs 10 ounces, right? Do you give him 10 ounces of treif of meat where he's getting 10 little sins? Or is it better to do one big sin? What's the lesser of the evils? So Shulchan Aruch says, you shecht the animal. Because a lot of little sins, quantity, outweighs quality. And therefore, even though this is a quality sin of desecration Shabbos, which is capital punishment, quantity of a lot of little sins, that's why the Alter Rebbe adds the word over here, v'yoyser, even more, because a lot of little sins, the taka, they're little sins, they're not big ones, you know, death sentence or capital punishment, whatever. Nevertheless, it can even be worse than that.
If you can eat meat, it's not so bad to sick.
The Gemara's talking a case, and obviously that was what he was able to eat.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, if you have dozen of meat,
they're going to grind it up for him. No, but this din, besides, it's connected to Yosef and the brothers. There's a lot of, you know, there's a whole discussion in Lekach Tev, and there's a whole discussion, many, many poskim, and the Rebbe brings it down to many sichas, kamas and eches, quality and quantity. Like, which one's better? Most poskim hold la locha that quantity is better than quality. There's proofs from Gemaras both ways, but it's very interesting. I'll give you one simple proof to it, is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Yeah? Beis Hillel had more students than Beis Shammai. Why? Because Beis Hillel let everybody in. And Beis Shammai was very restrictive who they let in. So, Beis Hillel had more students, and Beis Shammai had more quality students. Okay? Now, when there's an argument Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel until Mashiach comes, the halach is like Beis Hillel. Why, the Gemara says? Because they were the majority opinion. They had the majority opinion. But if you think about it, in quality, Beis Shammai was the majority. Beis Shammai people were mechadet to tefei, the Gemara said they were smarter because they only let in certain people, right? So they only had top-notch stuff. So quality, Beis Shammai was more than Beis Hillel. Yet what does the Gemara say? We paskal like Beis Hillel because quality, a quantity outweighs quality. There's a lot of proofs from Gemara all over the place, not for now. But the Alter Rebbe is saying over here like this. What does a person need to meditate to awaken himself to do tshuva? First, you awaken mercy. Hashem, help me. You know, it's pretty sad, pretty bad. Help me. Then he says, you have to break the evil within you. And you have to realize what you did by your sin. By your sin, instead of living from holiness, you're living from evil. And you're getting your nourishment from death and evil and all that stuff, right? And he says, even if you don't do the big sins, you just do a bunch of little sins, that's also detrimental. That's also blocking the connection between you and Hashem. So, you know, even though you're not a big sinner of qualitative sins, but quantity sins, you're doing a lot. And therefore, you still have to, he says, v'kocha mamashu benimshol, so it is in the analogy, okay? And therefore, v'chol aveinu shodim dosh v'akev, v'mikol shekein, ha'mafusam is bedivereza, how much more so, okay, is like aveinu zora, gil arayis, and shvichas damim. How much more so? Okay, he says like this. He gives examples. For instance, halamis ayim in a tzedakah. Not giving tzedakah, and that's turning a poor man's coming to you, you turn away and you don't give him the money. Like it says, yishamer lecha paniya devach davar im levavcha b'lial. The pasuk says by Shemitah, you know, by Shemitah, the sabbatical year that does fall off. So it says, the Torah warns you, don't, before Shemitah, not give money to lend to the poor person, because it's not good. So it says about tzedakah, the pasuk says, im yia davar im levavcha b'li'al. Bli'al means evil. But the Alter Rebbe b'li'al is bali oil, which means, which is Avodah Zarah. That means if you turn your eyes away from giving money to tzedakah, it's like worshipping idols. Or, ha-mesaper b'gnus chaveire, in simple English, if you speak Lashon Hara, ha-shkula ka-Avodah Zarah v'gila ra'ayis v'shvichas damim. The Alter Rebbe says, what do you think? You're doing little sins. The Alter Rebbe says, you speak Lashon Hara, it's like adultery and murder. You turn your eye away from giving tzedakah, it's like Avodah Zarah. V'chol ha-kayis, you get angry, it's kilo evid Avodah Zarah. It's like worshipping idols. The Alter Rebbe says, what do you think? You're off the hook. Even little sins that people think are unimportant. So I got angry. It's human to get angry. So I got angry. Big deal. What do you mean? That's like Avodah Zarah. The same thing, a person has haughtiness. The Gemara says terrible things about them. Hashem said, I cannot live with him. And it's like idolatry, adultery, murder, everything else. And you have many examples of that in the Gemara. So he says, a person can sometimes step on sins, meaning he's not careful about sinning. And it could be seemingly light sins, you know, not heavyweight sins, lightweight sins. But he says they're just as bad as the big sins. Anger is like Avodah Zarah. Lashon Hara is like adultery and murder. You know, all these things. And especially with Talmud Torah keneged kulam, especially Talmud Torah, which is equal to all other mitzvahs. So, and as the Gemara says, V'yiter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll quote this on the first page of Tanya, V'yiter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Avodah Zarah, Hashem pardons idolatry, adultery, and murder, but doesn't pardon somebody who doesn't learn Torah. Speaks about men, by the way, you're lucky. So therefore, these are sins that are terrible sins. So a person needs to break themselves, get rid of this ego, evil, hot air within them, and instead of living from evil, they have to awaken themselves. Then, you know, if that's the case, I gotta get closer. I have to do tshuva. And that's what stimulates the person to do tshuva. In other words, like this, to paraphrase it, in order to go get help when you're sick, you first need to know that you're sick. Right? That's the first thing. If you're not sick, you don't know you're sick, you're not going to go to the doctor. First, you need to know you're sick. And same thing, by the way, in spiritual ailments and illnesses. In order for a person to want to improve themselves, they have to know what they're doing. And the Alter Rebbe says, you want to get better? First, realize what you did. The severity of what you did. Even if you don't do the big sins, you do little sins, but a lot of little sins is that just like a big sin, and especially when the little sins are similar to big sins. Lashon Hara is like idolatry, adultery, and murder. Anger is like Avodah Zarah. Haughtiness. So he says, that gets a person to realize what they are. Chassidus demands, one of the things Chassidus demands, the worst thing Chassidus likes when a person falls, fools themselves. And Chassidus said both ways. You can't fool yourself to think you're worse than you are, and you can't fool yourself to think you're better than what you are. Yeah, most of the time we all fool ourselves to think we're better than what we are. But it goes both ways. Somebody once came to the Rebbe and spoke bad about himself. And the Rebbe said to him, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara on another Jew, and that includes yourself too. You can't speak Lashon Hara on the Jew. You're Jewish. You can't speak Lashon Hara on yourself. You know, there's a song, the Welt is a smaller brick, the world is a very small bridge, und die Iker nicht zu narren sich. And the main thing is not to fool yourself. He says, the road to tshuva is the first to realize what that you sinned, number one, and what the sin was, and what you caused by sinning, and then you can wake up and do tshuva.
Really hard because
you know the other
ego. And they don't really hard.
Yeah. Correct. So?
I don't think people really know. I mean, they rationalize.
Don't rationalize. They justify.
Justify.
They rationalize and they justify.
No, they're convinced. They're smarter than they are. They are kinder than they are.
Right.
A lot.
They had to do it. Or
that's why. That's why, by Chabad, we don't make eulogies by Levayas. One of the reasons. It's a lot of reasons. One of the main reasons, and it's sometimes you go to a Levaya, it's really bad. Because it says in Sfarim, if by a funeral, you make the person out to be greater than they really were, is detrimental to the neshama's judgment in heaven. It's detrimental. It hurts the neshama. Why? Because if a person says about somebody, oh, he was a tzaddik, and he was a this and a that, then make it more than it was. When the neshama comes up to heaven, another complaint against the neshama is, not only you weren't what they're telling you, but you fooled people to make them think that you're better, that's added sin.
Maybe you're not fooling them, they're fooling themselves.
But I'm saying when you speak about somebody things that are not true, if you speak praises about somebody that are not true, so then Taita says, that means you convince them also that you're not what you are.
I'm just saying it because what are they going to say by eulogy? Is it a bad man?
No. There were two brothers. There are two brothers that were known to be hated by everybody in the city. So the first brother died. Nobody was able to eulogize him, whatever. Came the second brother to die. So a relative came to him and said to the rabbi, if you eulogize him, that he was a good man, I'll give you a lot of money for your shul, whatever it is. So the rabbi gets up and he says, he didn't want to lie, he says, compared to his brother that just died, he was a good man. Compared to the brother who died, he's a good man. But you know, the Rebbe was very, very, we found out that there are stories that the Rebbe, when Rabbi Rifkin, who was a Rosh Shivan Torah of Adas, he was a Chabad, Baruch Rifkin, was a Chabad, he was a Chassid, the Rabbi Rashab, Shilig Rebbe, and by Torah of Adas, in the Velta, the Rosh Shivan passes away, they make us pay them, and all the thing. The Rebbe made sure, the Rebbe put in a lot of kirchis, that they shouldn't make any haspedim on him. The Rebbe didn't want. It's not our minig, and the Rebbe was very adamant about it.
Just going for a whole year?
No, at least the Levaya.
Just Levaya.
Yeah.
Not for the
Shlosh. Wait, after Levaya, nobody cares.
But isn't the Shlosh still being judged? For the whole year?
Yeah, it's judged for the year. It is what it is. Okay. Yeah.